Patient name, Carson Bienek, spelled B-I-E-N-E-K. Date of birth is 7-14 of 2010. Date of service, 11-29 of 22. This is a 12-year-old young man. Mom brings him in due to ongoing knee pain. The left knee, apparently several weeks ago, he was at school and suffered an injury. He has continued with the pain ever since. He continues to try to play sports, but very often he winds up limping. Last night he was at school attempting to play basketball, and he had to stop playing because his limping had become more severe. Once again, all due to the left knee injury and pain. Once again, it was from a fall injury. Period. A new paragraph. No other issues verbalized today. He rates the pain as a 4 of 10. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure, 1. Blood pressure, 95 over 55, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 98.8, oxygenation 100%, unroom air, current weight 97 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, ADHD. Surgical history, negative. Social history, it lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. Due to the nature of the ongoing pain, the best option for him would be an MRI of that left knee as opposed to an X-ray, seeing how the original injury was 3 weeks ago, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, he's well-groomed, no distress, H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable, neck is soft, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Examination of that left knee, it is symmetric with the right knee. How on the medial angle, it does have some edema that is present. There is no discoloration. He does maintain full range of motion from a seated position. He does not have an abnormal gait in walking. Period, new paragraph. We will obtain an MRI of that left knee for further evaluation. He will return to clinic for those results.